Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Combining the 2020 surplus production of 4.5 million bales with nearly 100 million bales in ending stocks for the 2019 crop year adds to an already heavy balance sheet, particularly with a slower recovery in world mill use. USDA's estimate of almost 104 million bales in ending stocks is not a record high, but it's very close to the record level in the 2014 marketing year. While we have been in this situation before with ending stocks over 100 million bales, the dynamics are different this time. In 2013 and 2014, the majority of stocks were held by China. Now, China has reduced their stocks to a more reasonable level, while stocks outside of China have increased. From 2018 to 2019, stocks outside of China increased by 20 million bales, with the largest increase in India. India and Brazil, the second and third largest exporters behind the United States, have the highest level of stocks outside of China. So despite the bearish balance sheet, futures prices have been on an upward trend for the past few months, likely due to a combination of spec trading, the weaker U.S. dollar, some weather concerns in the Phase 1 agreement.